This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. The U.S. Senate has acquitted Donald Trump, the former president, on a charge that he incited the Capitol riot on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
5 weeks after the deadly attack, Democrats urged the Senate to hold Trump accountable. But while 57 senators voted to convict him, 67 were needed for a conviction. So for a second time, the Senate has acquitted Trump after the House impeached him.
Look at what Republicans have chosen to forgive.
Moments later, Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell also blistered the then president's actions before and during the riot.
Disgraceful. Dereliction. Of duty.
But minutes before that,
Mr. McConnell, not guilty.
We have no power to convict and disqualify a former office holder.
Trump is celebrating, slamming the trial as another part of a witch hunt and saying his movement has only just begun. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi scoffed at what she called cowardly Senate Republicans who voted to acquit Donald Trump of inciting the Capitol siege. With the impeachment trial now over, some Democrats and Republicans in the House and Senate have suggested censure as an option. Pelosi panned those efforts as grossly inadequate in the face of the violent attack on the nation's seat of power. Five people died. Thousands of protesters took to the streets of Myanmar's major cities again for a ninth straight day of anti-coup demonstrations Sunday after a fearful night of residents forming patrols to thwart night arrests after the army rolled back laws protecting freedoms. Engineering students marched through downtown Yangon, the biggest city, wearing white and carrying placards demanding the release of the former leader Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga called for those affected by the strong earthquake that hit off the coast of northeastern Japan late Saturday to be on alert for aftershocks in the area. He said during a news briefing Sunday there was no threat of a tsunami. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake had a magnitude of 7.3, raising it from a preliminary magnitude of 7.1. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake was centered about 55 kilometers beneath the ocean, changing it from an earlier estimate of 60. About 100 people were injured, according to public broadcaster NHK, mostly spraining their ankles while falling on stairs and getting cut by broken glass. China refused to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to a World Health Organization-led probing of the a team probing the origins of the pandemic. That's according to one of the team's investigators to Reuters Saturday, potentially complicating efforts to understand how the outbreak began. The team had requested raw patient data on 174 cases of COVID-19 that China had identified from the early phase of the outbreak in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December of 2019, as well as other cases, but were only provided with a summary. That's according to Dominic Dwyer, an Australian infectious diseases expert who is a member of the team. Such raw data is known as line listings, and he said it would typically be contain details such as what questions were asked of individuals, their responses, and how their responses were analyzed. The University of Oxford in the UK plans to test its COVID-19 vaccine in children for the first time. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
The trial seeks to recruit 300 volunteers between the ages of 6 and 17, with up to 240 receiving the vaccine and the remainder a control meningitis vaccine. Chief researcher on the Oxford vaccine trial, Andrew Pollard, says that while most children don't get severely ill from COVID-19, it is important to establish safety of the vaccine in young people.
It is certainly possible that wider use to try and curb the progress of the pandemic might be considered in the future.
Regulators in more than 50 countries have authorized widespread use of the Oxford vaccine, which is being produced and distributed by AstraZeneca for use in people over the age of 18. Sarah Bassett, London.
You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA1. This is Russ Davis, your host. I have a question for you. How well do you think you know the music of Miles Davis? Well, we'll investigate his electric phase. I remember someone telling me a story of how Miles Davis was approached in public by a few people, as he oftentimes was, and one of them was a young lad. He was the son of a woman who was approaching Miles, and he asked, I don't know who you are, Miles Davis, and Miles answered him, I'm the man who changed jazz 5 or 6 times. Well, he certainly did that. Everything from his beginnings in jazz, swinging like the best of them, bebop, and then modal jazz, and then all the other phases that followed, including cool jazz, and about 1968, when rock music was the rage all around the world, he decided he didn't want jazz to be lost in that rock explosion, and that he would incorporate the new sounds and styles of the day into his improvisational style himself. And here came electric jazz and jazz fusion. Thank you, Miles Davis. It began in 1968 with Phil's De Kilimanjaro. It was the first time that he used electric bass, played by Ron Carter, and electric piano, played by Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea. I'll give you more of that history, but let's begin this edition of Jazz America with the sound of the voice of one of the ladies who celebrated the music of Miles Davis with one of her releases. Here's Cassandra Wilson doing her vocal version of the Miles classic, Miles Runs the Voodoo Down, from her album Traveling Miles, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
Comes to traveling, she'll run the voodoo down, and he in this quiet place we own, worlds are born.
I'm just a rolling stone. I don't mind a little company if you wanna come around. But when it comes to making love, I'm gonna run the voodoo down.
I can't believe he's here on stage. I can't believe I get a chance to play with this man. He's a living legend. He's truly a living legend. Give him some love, Mr. David Liebman. David Liebman.
Mr. Jeff Coffin, please. Jeff Coffin. We'll be right back.
much, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. One and only David Liebman. Thank you very much. Good night.
From the brand new release, On the Corner Live, the music of Miles Davis. Dave Liebman on the tenor and soprano saxophone and wood flute on various songs, along with a host of great players from today's musical scene. Jeff Coffin on the saxophone and other instruments, Victor Wooten on the bass, and Chester Thompson on drums. That is the wonderful Miles classic, Jean-Pierre, and that was from that new album, On the Corner, which, by the way, was the 1972 release in Miles' electric phase that featured Dave Liebman for the first time. Now, I mentioned Phil's De Kilimanjaro was the first electric instrumentation that was part of Miles Davis's projects. In 69, he repeated that with In a Silent Way. In 1970 came the classic Bitches Brew that just blew the jazz fusion movement apart. Then, live at Fillmore East, a rock club where jazz was played for the first time by Miles and company, Live Evil, 1972's On the Corner, and in 1971, a tribute to Jack Johnson with John McLaughlin on electric guitar and Herbie Hancock playing the organ. So, that's a pretty quick history of the electric side of Miles Davis and how jazz fusion started. At the Jazz Congress in New York, we visited there in earlier shows, there was a panel which celebrated Electric Miles, revisited by the Miles Davis alumni, some of the folks who had played with him over the years. You'll hear of some of the others, but right now let's get the comments of Dave Liebman here on VOA's Jazz America.
Can you give us a story how you got into Miles' band and maybe a short one about recording?
Thank you, sir. I lived in a building on West 19th Street. We had three lofts, and those of you from New York know how we used to be habitating in lofts because we could play late and so forth and so on. And on the first floor was Chick Corea and then Dave Holland and myself. And, of course, because they were with Miles, I sort of had been around Miles, you know, backstage. You know, you kind of knew people by face, if not talking to them and so forth. So so the specific story is it was in 72, and I think it was April or June, something, sometime in the spring, and I was in a doctor's office, and the secretary says, is there David Liebman, blah, blah, blah. Yes, ma'am. Take the phone. She said, somebody named Teo Machero. You know, she didn't get it right. I said, excuse me, one more time with that. You know, she said, he said, you know where the studio is, come immediately. By complete luck, I had my soprano with me. I don't know why. And if I hadn't, this whole, I probably wouldn't be sitting here. It just was, that's, you know, the forces. Anyway, I went to, what was it, Madison Avenue, wherever it was, and left the car in the middle of the street. I didn't get towed, amazing. Walked in about 12:30, and I knew from the sessions, because I knew Chick and Dave, that, you know, they were 11 to 1, if that long. They were much shorter usually. Anyway, this is 12:30, and I'm saying, I guess they're almost done. So I was in the room between the studio and the recording booth, and he sees me, and he goes like that. So I go in, and he goes like this. He goes like this to me, and I take the soprano out, and then he takes my arm, and he puts me in front of that microphone, which is about as big as this room. And I play a little bit. Okay. This is the first track on the Corner. I think I'm the beginning after a couple of seconds of vamps or something like that. The thing about the musically, just to, you have to go with me on this, everybody's plugged in except, of course, drums. And this is a cast of thousands. McLaughlin, Larry Young, Chick, Herbie. You know, it's a cast of thousands. So we finished the session. We finished that tune. I don't know anything, you know, what's going on. I go in the control room. I assume to sign union and whatever with Teal. And Miles passes me, he's on his way out, which I found out was his normal way, record, get out quick, with the cassette in those days in his hand, a car waiting for him. And as he passed me, he said, join my band.
Dave Liebman's Miles Davis story. And now, Dave Liebman's music with Miles Davis, the song he just talked about, On the Corner, on Jazz America, from VOA 1. From the Department of New and Notable, we're trying to make sure that we keep you up to date with all the new releases that are coming out in jazz. That is trumpeter Ben Bierman from his new album, Some Takes on the Blues. More songs by Ben Bierman and a piece entitled Dum De Dim. This is Russ Davis, and coming up, we're going to give you more of the conversations that we enjoyed listening to as the panel celebrating the electric side of Miles Davis was presented at the recent Jazz Congress in New York City. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. And here's a message I received from our longtime friend and listener in Hunters Hill, Australia, James Stack, who probably is the Jazz America listener that listens most intently as he hears the songs and the information coming his way as he listens. And he wrote to me, Russ, Ella Fitzgerald Grammy. Who of today's stars remember Ella? You might be surprised how many do, though, James, I'll tell you. Also, he wrote, Steve Gadd Band, Terrence Blanchard still winning. Jeff Goldblum, piano, new to me. Well, you know what? The actor playing the piano that well, that was new to me as well. And what a great surprise. He also wrote, Wayne Shorter Quartet, still winning. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant and Herbie Hancock and Tina Turner from a different era. Well, James, thanks for your observations and for loving the music and listening to Jazz America and staying in touch. And if you want to talk about something from a different era, let's celebrate the birthday of one of the great masters of swing and big band. Glenn Miller was born on the 1st of March in 1904. And in 1942, he recorded the song you're about to hear, American Patrol, one of the classics of all time. And then, not long thereafter, joined the United States military as a part of the Air Force. Glenn Miller on Jazz America.
I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head, 'cause I can't explain the tears that I shed over you. Over you. I see you each morning, but you just won't pass me. You don't even know that I exist. Going out of my should keep us apart. And I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Going out of my head. Apart. And I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Going out of my head over you. Well, out of my head over you. Out of my head day and night, night and day and night. Wrong or right, I'm going out of my head.
Once again, from our stack of new and notable releases. That is English vocalist Claire Martin with guitarist Jim Mullen in collaboration on a salute to Wes Montgomery, as they did a ton of his songs that he made famous back in the 60s, like Going Out of My Head. That's from the album Bumpin'. And just like Wes Montgomery, Miles Davis wanted to make sure that everybody was paying attention to jazz as rock and pop music became so popular and overwhelming in its support by the folks around the world. Wes Montgomery did songs like Going Out of My Head, and Miles Davis electrified his music with the help of some very famous players, including the great drummer Lenny White, who later would become a member of Return to Forever and a great solo artist in his own right. He played with Miles Davis on the classic Bitches Brew. Let's get some of his thoughts right now from the recent Electric Miles Revisited panel at Jazz Congress on Jazz America.
Can you guys talk about making music afterwards and mixing jazz with other forms? Lenny.
Sure. 1969, when Bitches Brew was done, as Mark said, was 50 years ago. And at the time that record was done, this was Miles's version of rock and roll. Rock and roll had become king, and it was now, there's Woodstock, all these things happened. So Miles said that he could put the best rock and roll band together. And so Bitches Brew was done, and basically that was Miles's version of what rock and roll should be. And it shaped how all the music afterwards kind of funneled through that. You got hip-hop guys, you got rock and roll guys. What's the group that did OK Computer? Radiohead. I mean, this is documented where like all these guys have talked about that and said that Miles, this is like the first ambient music that, you know, like you have all of these titles, all these different kinds of musics that now are, you know, they have segments here, there, that. But it started with Miles having a vision, finding people that could kind of help him realize his vision and him telling everybody what to do. And in all of these situations, basically that's happened, and it shaped all the other kinds of music.
Well, I don't have time to play much of Bitches Brew for you. As a matter of fact, the title cut lasts almost 30 minutes. But I will give you segments of three of the pieces from this brilliant work, beginning with Miles Runs the Voodoo Down, featuring Lenny White on drums, Spanish Key, and Little Blue Frog. Miles from Bitches Brew on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
pieces from our stack of new and notable. That's the great trumpeter who's followed in Miles Davis's footsteps, Jeremy Pelt, with Ceramic from his latest, the album inspired by the great artist Rodin, simply titled The Artist. And Joey DeFrancesco with a title cut from In the Key of the Universe preceded that. More of our celebration of Miles Goes Electric next hour. Russ Davis here. Join me then, won't you?